Welcome to Urban Echo Guide, ChopStack and Ableton Live 12, Advanced Edition, where we turn a simple chopped phrase into a serious jungle and old-school D&B FX weapon. This lesson is all about pressure, motion, and character. We're not just making a delay throw. We're building a layered echo stack that feels like it was lifted from an old dubplate, then sharpened with modern Ableton precision. The goal is to make something that can sit in an intro, answer a drum fill, tease a drop, or ghost behind the bass without clogging the mix. Think in phrases, not just effects. That's the mindset here. Your stack should feel like it has a question, an answer, and a fade out. It should almost behave like a tiny vocal hook inside the arrangement. Start with a short source. A vocal word works great, a stab, a little atmosphere hit, even a chop texture from a break. For jungle and old school vibes, a soulful phrase or spoken snippet is gold. For darker rollers, go with something metallic, whispered, or a bit haunted. Keep it short and focused. 1 to 2 bars of source is plenty, and often the usable part is only a few beats long. Drop that audio into Ableton Live 12 and warp it if needed. If the source is tonal and you want to preserve pitch and formance, Complex Pro can work. If it's more rhythmic, try Beats. If it's noisy or texture-based, texture can be useful. Don't overclean it. A little drift and imperfection can actually help the groove feel more alive, especially at 160 to 174 BPM. Now slice the phrase and build your chop stack. You can slice to MIDI for more control, which I recommend here. Program a 1-bar or 2-bar pattern with a few deliberate placements. Put the main hit on the downbeat or just before it. Add a delayed answer on the end of 2 or 3. Put another short repeat leading into the snare. Then maybe the tail, a pickup, or a ghost hit landing just after the bar. The idea is to create conversation with the break, not compete with it. Use velocity like mix automation. That's a big one. Your main chop might sit around 110 to 127 velocity, the secondary hits around 70 to 95, and the ghost notes lower, maybe 25 to 55. That gives the phrase shape and movement before you even touch the mixer. If the source is melodic, you can also vary pitch slightly. Try one layer up a few semitones, another a little down. That helps the stack feel like a call and response instead of just a repeated delay. A useful trick at this stage is timing offset. A few milliseconds early can feel urgent. A few milliseconds late can feel lazy or laid back. For jungle energy, try nudging selected hits slightly ahead of the grid while keeping the main hit locked in. That creates push without losing control. Now split the stack into 3 layers. Dry, dirty, and wide. The dry core is your intelligible layer. Keep it clean or nearly clean. Maybe just EQ8 and a utility if you need it. This is the part that lets the listener still recognize the source. The dirty mid layer gets some attitude. High pass it so it doesn't fight the kick and sub, then add saturator or a little drum bus. Drive it enough to add density, not fizz. This layer gives the phrase weight and grime. The wide air layer is where the movement lives. Push it into stereo with auto pan, echo or simple delay. Keep the low end out of this layer. Let the top end breathe and swirl while the core stays solid in the center. That split is important in drum and bass because the center lane has to stay clear for kick and sub. If the FX stack crowds the low end, the whole groove gets soft. Now let's design the echo character. Ableton's echo is a perfect fit here. Start with a delay time around 1/8 or 3/16 for a rolling feel. If you want more spaciousness, go to quarter notes. Keep feedback controlled, maybe around 25 to 45%. Use the filter section to clean up the low end and tame the top. A low cut around 180 to 300 Hz is usually a good starting point, and you can roll off the highs somewhere between 4 and 8 kHz depending on how dark you want it. For a more old-school, lopsided bounce, try putting simple delay before echo. Offset the left and right times slightly, like 1/8 on one side and 3/16 on the other. That asymmetry gives a very jungle kind of swing. It feels less polished, more alive. If you want a cleaner modern edge, keep the feedback shorter and use the delay like punctuation, not a wash. D&B loves movement, but it hates mud. Next, shape the tone. A strong chain for the stack is EQ8, saturator, drum bus or glue compressor, then utility. Use EQ8 to cut the low stuff. For a vocal, you might high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. For a stab or textured hit, you can stay lower, maybe 120 to 180 Hz, but always check what's happening with the bass. Saturator can add body with just a few dB of drive. Soft clip or analog clip can help give the echo a worn-in edge. Drum bus can add crack and punch if you want the phrase to hit harder, but keep boom low or off unless you know it's safe. Glue compressor can tie the phrase together, so the chops feel like one rhythmic unit instead of separate fragments. Now make the stack breathe with the break. This is where a lot of FX chains fall apart. If the echoes ignore the drums, they sound pasted on. So sidechain lightly from the drum bus, or from kick and snare, or even a ghost trigger if you want extra control. A subtle compressor sidechain is usually enough. You're aiming for just a couple dB of gain reduction. Enough that the FX tucks behind the drums and returns in the gaps. You can also use auto pan for pulse, or automate the send volume around snare hits. That's a classic move. Let the echo bloom in the spaces between the drums, then duck a little when the break speaks. In old school inspired arrangements, that ghosted movement feels very authentic. If you want a more flexible setup, build this on a return track. Name it something like Urban Echo Stack. Put echo, EQ8, saturator, and maybe a short filtered reverb on the return. Keep the reverb tight and filtered so it adds space without turning to soup. Then send your chop track to that return in varying amounts. More send for the intro, less send for the drop. Short bursts only on transitions. This is great, because you can control the same source in multiple ways without rebuilding the whole chain every time. Once the stack feels good, print it. Resample a few bars of the movement to audio. This is a huge upgrade, because now your FX becomes editable musical material. Trim the front edge tightly. Leave a little tail if it helps the phrase breathe. Reverse a small slice for a pickup. Nudge one chopped repeat slightly early if you want tension. Treat it like a mini breakbeat. That's the pro move. Now you can arrange it like a Rethel DNB part. In an intro, keep it sparse and filtered. In the pre-drop, increase the send or feedback so it opens up. In the first drop, use it as call and response between bass phrases. In the second half of the drop, let it answer a snare fill or land as a half-bar echo punctuation. In a breakdown, let it get a little more washed and atmospheric. And in a heavier second drop, bring it back more aggressively, maybe with more saturation or a darker filter. A few advanced variations can really take this further. Try a ghost dancer version. Duplicate the stack, remove the first hit from the copy, and use that as a shadow reply on bar 2 or bar 4. It creates a haunting echo personality behind the main phrase. Try a reverse bull variation. Reverse just the smallest slice and place it right before the main hit. Keep it short and filtered so it feels like the air is being sucked into the phrase. Try a triplet intrusion. Even if the track is mostly straight, sneak a little triplet echo burst at the end of a bar. That rhythmic mismatch can make the phrase feel more jungle without changing the whole groove. You can also split the stack into two personalities. Send one half into a darker, mono, distorted chain and the other half into a brighter, wider chain. Alternate them across phrases for a call and response effect. That contrast is very effective in rollers and darker DNB. One more advanced move, distort the feedback path, not just the source. Put saturator or overdrive on the return after echo. Even a small amount of drive can make repeated tails feel much more menacing. Now, a few common mistakes to watch for. If the FX layer has too much low end, cut it harder. Most of the time, your echo stack should not be lidding below 120 to 180 Hz. If the feedback starts washing over the drums, shorten it and automate it only where you need it. If the width causes phase problems, keep the core mono and check the mix in mono often. And don't overprocess before the rhythm is right. The chop placement and velocity matter more than any saturation or delay trick. Also, check how it sounds on small speakers. If the stack only works in headphones, it's probably too dependent on stereo width or low mid haze. Make sure the mid layer still cuts. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build one usable chop stack at 174 BPM. Choose a one-bar vocal or stab sample. Slice it into three or more chops. Make a dry core, a dirty mid, and a wide air layer. Add echo with a short sync delay and controlled feedback. Add saturator on the mid layer and EQ on all layers. Sidechain lightly to the drum bus. Then resample four bars and edit the best bits into a two-bar transition. Aim for one version that works in the intro and one that works as a drop fill. And if you want to push yourself further, make three versions of the same stack. One rough jungle cut with loose timing and more saturation. One modern roller cut with tighter timing and cleaner stereo. And one broken fill cut with a reverse slice, a triplet burst, and a printed resample pushed a little harder. The big takeaway is this. The Urban Echo Chop Stack is not just a delay effect, it's a rhythmic FX phrase. It should enhance the groove, frame the bass, and move with the drums. If you can mute the drums and still hear a strong character, but the stack also slips neatly out of the way when the drums come back, You've built something genuinely useful for drum and bass. So keep it conversational, keep it tight, and keep it alive. That's how you get that jungle to old school pressure with modern Ableton Live 12 Control.